We have taken numerous measures and put forward new laws in order to guarantee that we are doing the best to put our household back in order.
That's the Greek Prime Minister Antonis Samaras clarifying the current economic picture of Greece after half a decade of one of the worst recessions Europe has ever seen. The year 2012 repeatedly saw this one country struggle with the financial leaders of the European Union to agree on bailout packages in return for sharp and decisive cuts to public spending. Greece weren't the only ones, though. The likes of Spain and the Republic of Ireland all had close shaves with bankruptcy, avoiding it only by agreeing to more cuts to public spending, as well as further job losses throughout the continent. In fact, unemployment rates for the entire Eurozone hit record lows last November at 11.8%. According to Eurostat estimates, November 2012 saw an additional 154,000 people added to the jobless category, hitting the 26 million mark. As Mike Bastian, an economic researcher at Nottingham University, points out, the year 2012 was a chaotic one in Europe.
Last year can be characterized across Europe as one of tremendous confusion. I don't think there was a lot of integration across the EU institutions, so I don't think there was evidence of any combined attempt to improve the economic situation across the continent.
Amid the crisis, China was looked upon as an option to save the wobbling Eurozone ship. The World Bank's chief economist, Justin Ifu Lin, has just said China could continue growing for the next two decades. So could China provide the capital for European recovery? Financial commentators such as Cao Zhan think the Chinese economy may be wary of continually pouring money without any certainties of a return.
I think China has already invested a lot in the European economy. When the rating agencies downgraded the European debt and Greek debt to junk, China made the strategic decision to buy a lot of European debt because China doesn't want the euro to completely collapse. They want actually to have euro compete with the US dollar as the reserve currency of the world. So China has already done its part in stabilizing the financial system. But can we expect China to continue to throw good money up the bed? I think there's a limit to that.
He also says the austerity measures may not even be a bad thing in the long run, that the current unemployment rates due to spending cuts could lead to private capital growing in the future.
I think there's an erroneous belief among a lot of economists that government spending generates economic growth. That is actually false because, you know, government doesn't have any wealth. Wealth comes from either taxes or debt. So when government spends a lot of money, that is the money and resources that cannot be utilized by the private sector. So I think the government is actually a burden on a larger economy. So when government shrink, the taxpayers would get more money to spend. They might be able to get access to financing.
There's different schools of thought regarding the outcomes from this coming year. While Cao Zhan expects the austerity to continue for the time being, Mike Bastian is expecting 2013 to bring about an improvement in the Eurozone fortunes.
2013 will be very different. I think certainly the Eurozone member nations will improve the outlook and there will be a much more coordinated attempt to shore up the euro. And I'm very, very much more positive about the year ahead.
For CRI, this is Abidjan Barua.